The state plans to suspend its largest wolf control program in the upper Yukon Tanana area. It's targeted wolves in part of the eastern interior since 2004 and is scheduled to end after the 2017-18 season. KUEC's Dan Bross reports.
The state's long-running Upper Yukon Tanana wolf control effort is aimed at increasing 40-mile caribou numbers for hunters by reducing the number of wolves on the herd's calving grounds. But Alaska Department of Fish and Game Regional Supervisor Darren Bruning says recent years' field research indicates wolves are not the limiting factor.
Potential signs of nutritional limitations were identified, including decreased caribou birth rates and reduced calf weights.
A Fish and Game study published earlier this year says 40-mile caribou grew from 13,000 in 1990 to over 50,000 at last count, but that the biggest growth was prior to wolf control. Since 2004, over 1,000 40-mile area wolves have been shot from aircraft under a state intensive management program that's cost millions of dollars. Bruning stresses the program's scientific value.
The information gained through the research activities associated with intensive management are the most valuable product of the program.
The 40-mile area wolf control program demonstrates the problem with manipulating a complicated natural system, according to retired wildlife biologist Fran Maurer of Fairbanks. Maurer, a critic of predator control, says the state may find itself working in the opposite direction.
If a herd is reaching carrying capacity, it's imperative to be ready to reduce the number of animals on the land to prevent a precipitous collapse or crash.
Maurer is frustrated that the state hasn't already curtailed the 40-mile area wolf kill. Hunting can be used to thin the herd, but Maurer says it's ironic that the state may also end up relying on wolves to reduce the caribou to a sustainable number.
The concern is that we've already reached or are approaching carrying capacity. And if anything, we may need those wolves to help bring the herd down.
The Alaska Board of Game authorizes predator control based on fish and game recommendations. Outgoing board chairman Ted Spraker concedes wildlife management is not always a simple equation.
We all understand how complex and complicated these issues are. And it also takes time to understand if these trends are a one-year trend or is it just a blip. Or is this population actually moving up or down?
Spraker says environmental factors like climate change further complicate the situation. The state plans research over the next 5 years to look at what happens to 40-mile caribou after wolf control ends. Wolves killed in the state program have included animals based in the Yukon Charley River's National Preserve.
While predator control took place outside of the preserve, it did have an impact on the population and the makeup of wolf packs within Yukon Charley.
Preserve Superintendent Greg Dudgeon says some of the wolves lost were part of a long-running NPS study, which was halted due to the state wolf kill.
We did lose several years in what had been a 22-year long data set for wolves with home ranges within Yukon Charley River's National Preserve. We won't get that back.
A recently published article on the Yukon Charley Preserve Wolf Study details impacts of state wolf control in the 2.7 million acre preserve. Dudgeon says Yukon Charley resumed wolf research this past winter, collaring 7 animals to track. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.